Yeah, no, I made a couple of little mistakes. I, you know, struck off on the wrong lead in the candle, which is something he's very, very good at. But I was a bit sort of half-hearted and asking him, and there we go, he guessed wrong. But I didn't really tell him what to do, so that's my fault. But otherwise, I thought he was very good.
It certainly looked good from where we were standing. You've got another shot at it tomorrow. Do you feel the extra pressure with all that money at stake?
No, I'm not sort of thinking of that. It's just trying to win here. You know, it's no different than any other year. You know, if I can manage to win badminton, I win the Rolex Grand Slam. You know, so rather than worrying about the Rolex Grand Slam, I'm best to worry about just winning badminton.
Getting a badminton title under your belt.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, well, it's a bit overdue, Andrew, really. Tell me about the cross-country course. What are your thoughts at this early stage?
I think Hugh's done a very good job with it. I think it's very testing. I think it perhaps starts off a little more gentle in some years, but sort of from the Badminton Lake onwards, I think it's very difficult in the way it's... The big fence is quite vertical. He's got some awkward switchback turns, one into the lake for starters, then there's a couple of later on which, you know, are very time consuming, and you have to sit down and ride them very properly. So it's not all just galloping now, you've got to manoeuvre the horses before the jumps. And I can see that the middle half of the course taking quite a bit of jumping, like other years, but I just thought they seemed a little bigger this year. But maybe it's just the situation we're in this year, but I thought they were quite big, yeah.
Well, you haven't seen them for a couple of years, obviously, with last year being rained off. Yeah,
yeah, I've just come back from Kentucky at a four-star, you know, us ones have been there with a little bit of a head start, I suppose, because we've been looking at four-star fences last week, and I still thought these looked pretty tall with the ground on the other side. You know, not just the old brush-type tall things, the rails, vertical rails, those sort of things, which, you know, I think is great. I think it's what it all should be. And I like to see all the open corners he's got. You know, he's veered away from all those fooling brush corners. It's proper timber rail corners and skinnies and, yeah.
Andrew Nicholson says it's big. Wow. Looking back to your test that you've just done, how is Avebury? Because we're all a bit big fans.
He's very, very well. I was very pleased with him before I went to Lexington, and then, you know, we rushed to get back here so I could gallop them Monday when I got back. And him and Nareo both felt superb. My crew at home have done a marvellous job. I'm looking forward to it, yeah. I couldn't wish to have two more exciting horses to ride here.